Welcome to the world premiere, first ever episode 14 of Gears League, an Xbox podcast. This is, again, Tyler Bellow, your host, giving you the best of Xbox news. And I actually got a little bit of news to get to today, so very, very excited to go into that. First, what I've been playing this week, not a lot, unfortunately. I started playing a Vita game called As Divine Hearts. So I've been playing that a little bit, just trying to get through that. It's an independent RPG, and it's like turn-based. Really liking it a lot. I'm not even that far in though at all. I just started that basically, but that's a lot of fun. I'm having a ton of fun with that. And I'm still grinding away Borderlands 2. I haven't been able to play a whole lot because I had a lot of focuses going on. I think I maybe mentioned in the last episode, I did get a new truck. And that's amazing. Yeah, it's an F-150, and I'm very, very excited about it. So I've been, all last week I was just basically just dealing with that, making sure I had my finances on track to take care of that and whatnot. So that's pretty much all I was doing there. Other than that, though, so just basically As Divine Hearts. Yeah, more Borderlands 2, like I said. I also am very, very excited to play Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, which comes out in 2 days. I mentioned it in the last episode. That's one of my most anticipated games. I am so excited for this game. So excited. It just seems like a way to spend a lot more time in the sagas I really enjoyed. And I've always said, I was like, I love that initial Raditz, you know, Nappa, Vegeta era of Dragon Ball Z. I love that, and the idea of being able just to like kind of take my time in that time zone sounds amazing. I'm excited just to play the whole thing, honestly. I cannot wait for this game. So I'm looking forward to that. Otherwise, that's pretty much it. Oh, still been playing Gears Pop on the phone. That's a lot of fun. Still going strong on that. Pretty much that's it for games. Let's get into the news. So, first all I got is a new Batman game teased. So, the studio behind Batman Arkham Origins has revealed a new logo that teases its next game. Warner Brothers Games Montreal updated its social media accounts today with a new logo that seems to be for its next Batman game. The logo comes with a caption that reads, Cape sur la nuit, and translates that into Capture the Night with a K-N, not just a N-I-G-H-T, but a K-N, so like a night, Capture the Night. You can see half the logo on the studio's Facebook page, while the rest of it has been uploaded to the studio's Instagram and Twitter accounts. Twitter account at Arkham Videos had stitched them together to create what is believed the full image will be. As can be seen, where putting all three images together, the logo is white and circular with an eagle's head at the top, wings coming down from the side, and in the middle are eagle talons, a crown, a set of scales, and crossed swords. There is also the shape of a city, potentially Gotham. So that's exciting. I'm looking forward to another Batman game. I've heard from a lot of people who played Arkham Origins, they didn't like him as much as the rest of them. I, of course, in Tyler fashion, have only played up to Arkham City. And because the achievements on that were so long, I'm just kind of slowly chipping away at finishing the achievements on that. Haven't played Knight, haven't played Origins. I plan to get to both eventually, promise. It's just my backlog is crazy. Again, games as service really kind of ruined my backlog. And unfortunately, it looks like I'm going to be getting back into Destiny, at least part-time, getting back into Destiny 2 here now as well. So hopefully my backlog doesn't get too crazy again, but it will, so... Yeah, not much to do there, so. Let's see here. Phil Spencer confirms Xbox will be at E3 2020. This news comes since earlier, a couple weeks earlier, I think, or maybe just a couple days earlier, Sony announced that they'll not be at E3 2020. So this does make 2 years in a row that Sony has skipped E3. A lot of people are kind of... So, it's interesting, because right away when it happened, people were questioning if this was just a one-year thing. And I know a lot of people in the gaming industry kept saying that, like, E3 is out of date, it's old school, and things like that. And people keep saying, like, how it's basically, that Nintendo basically had the right idea to control the message from their own sort of point of view, and that kind of kowtow that's E3. The problem with it, though, is I like E3, and I know a lot of people do too as well. So, yeah, the thing about E3 2020 is just, I'm glad Xbox is going to be there. Awesome. Obviously, it's an Xbox podcast. That's phenomenal. I just, I hope E3 itself doesn't go anywhere. Not that the other companies don't follow suit or anything. Because I do love that one day out of the year where I do get my own, basically, like, my own, I don't know, video game sport day, or video game Super Bowl, basically, of announcements. That is always so fun. I know that, if you listen to, like the IGN podcast, they always say about how much they hate E3. But then again, they have to go each year. Again, to me, it's, like, the only thing that, like, really, really, like, gets me excited to just kind of, like, nerd out, you know? And it's nice to have, like, a one day a year that we can do that. And it kind of is depressing that it seems like they're going to be, I don't know, it seems like, it doesn't look like Xbox is falling suit anytime soon. I hope eventually Sony comes back. I don't think it's a good thing that Sony's getting rid of the spotlight, you know, because I hope that E3 continues to thrive, for sure, so. And that, Final Fantasy VII Remake and Avengers both get delays. So this is an article in Kotaku by Jason Schreier. So Final Fantasy VII Remake is delayed from March 3rd until April 10th, while the upcoming Avengers game is bumped from May all the way to September. Publisher Square Enix said this morning. In a statement, Final Fantasy VII Remake producer Yasunori Katase, I think that's what I say, that the game's delay was for extra polish. The heads of Avengers development studio Crystal Dynamics said something similar to that end. To that end, we will spend this additional development time focusing on fine-tuning and polishing the game to the high standards our fans expect and deserve. Yeah. And so I guess this kind of makes sense that these games got delayed. I was hoping they'd be ready, obviously, but I mean, for me, more delays is a good thing. My backlog's big enough as it is. I mean, heck, with how slow I play games, I'll probably still be playing Dragon Ball Z Kakarot until until April anyway, so doesn't really matter for me. But Final Fantasy VII Remake isn't even coming to Xbox. It's not coming until like a year later because it has a year exclusivity, and then again, we don't even know if it's coming to Xbox or if it's just coming to PC after that, you know. So not really Xbox news related, but I know some of you are excited about it, and I mean, it is nerd culture, so I still feel like it's a relevant news topic, and yeah, it's unfortunate, but what can you do? What can you do? So, other than that, kind of onto the main topic of the week, and that is, Xbox Series X obviously is going to keep being the headline for now, but basically, my question is, does the game exclusivity matter? So there was also early in the week we heard the story that the Xbox Series X won't have any exclusives, console exclusives, for at least 2 years, I believe is what Phil Spencer said. And I know the fanboys, on Sony fanboys, like at least I saw some comments, because I'm part of a couple Xbox Facebook groups, they were saying like, get the PS5 for next in greatness. And it was really funny because I saw this argument between two people and they're like, why would I do that? I could just have an Xbox One. like basically it means like the next gen games are already coming to the Xbox One, and it's not like you're losing anything by not getting those exclusives on the Xbox Series X. You have the benefit of also getting them on the older gen, so nothing really lost there. Some people are still kind of like thinking that it's Xbox is losing like a tactical stand with this. I saw some other comments people were saying about how that Xbox, they were upset enough that Xbox games are coming to PC, but now that they're also, that the Xbox Series X games are also coming to Xbox One. I have a couple stances on this, and I think they're fairly obvious to the game industry at large, but again, this is an Xbox podcast, and I don't consider myself a fanboy at all. I don't think anyone would consider me a fanboy. I would say it doesn't really matter. Obviously, the whole point of any business is to make money. And I think if Microsoft was losing money from putting their games on PC, it would show. I've talked about this several times on the podcast before, but basically how the actual box itself doesn't make Microsoft a lot of money. The Xbox Store, the Microsoft Store, you know, the Xbox games make Microsoft the money. You know, getting a cut of every game sold, and basically you have the exclusives, so people buy the console, and then they buy stuff from your store. That's what makes money. And so Microsoft doesn't lose anything by putting their games on PC if they are going to the Xbox Game Pass on PC or, on the Xbox Store on PC. It's the same thing. They control the store. They make the money. They get the cuts from the games there, you know. So it really is just an extension of the ecosystem. And if you only care about game exclusivity because the other guy can't play it, I think that's kind of petty, and it's kind of crappy too. I mean, I don't think Microsoft loses. So yeah, I think Microsoft loses some sales on the Xbox itself. I don't think Microsoft loses a dime not keeping the games just on Xbox. In fact, I think I've been talking about this for the longest time, mainly because I'm a PC guy, but also the fact that I don't know why Sony doesn't put their games on PC. You know, make the PlayStation Store available on PC. That's your stuff on more platforms. So if you buy the game on PC or you buy the game on PlayStation, it's the same thing, because if they control the stores, then I'm giving money to the same people when I buy the games. You know, it doesn't really matter. And I think people need to kind of get out of that mindset that the box is everything. The box is nothing. The box is just the box. Like, the games are the sellers. And if you're buying the games, it doesn't really matter where you do it, you know? Now, the whole thing about the games coming to the original Xbox as well, that is awesome, because you know what? I have a theory about this. Generational shifts usually aren't good for anyone in the industry, but they're necessary because you usually need to push the power forward of the console and push games forward. But if Microsoft... because we know that Xbox has obviously power in Microsoft. But let's think about this. You know, even though Xbox has Microsoft money, they can't sell the consoles for $50, right? Because obviously they would hemorrhage money for a long time. That would be a long-term strategy to get the money back. But if you talked... let's say Phil Spencer says, you know, that the games are still going to be sold on the Xbox One, and you just have more of an install base, then couldn't you potentially justify selling your console at a lower price if the install base is not going to change at all? Right? I mean, so... if for the next 2 years, while people adopt the next Xbox, and you know the benefit of adopting the next Xbox early is your games are just going to look better, and obviously the PC people aren't going to care, they're not going to really change anything, you know, what do you lose from that? Because now the games are going to sell on the Xbox Series X, the Xbox One, and PC, so your games are selling more than ever before. And also you've got the added benefit of maybe you can make your console cheaper. The rumors of the PlayStation 5 are that the PlayStation 5 is going to cost $499. Well, what if the Xbox Series X, even though from the rumors it seems like the Xbox Series X is going to be substantially more powerful than the PS5. Well, what if what if it's $50 cheaper and stronger, you know? That's amazing. That's incredible. So that's kind of what I think about with this is, I think this puts Microsoft in a really good advantage. I think they've been slowly but steadily building the platform into now. I think that this puts them in if it puts them in a cheaper, more powerful console space next gen, and they've got the install base of all their loyal fans from Xbox One and the PC on them, like watch out, like, if Microsoft is making that much profit, think of the more things we'll get, you know, as gamers, you know, because if Microsoft is just blowing things out of the park, making money hand over fist with Xbox, and Sony is just making the same money they've always made, well, isn't that going to mean that we're going to get more features and stuff because Microsoft will be able to afford it, you know, and justify it? I know Microsoft has all the money in the world, but, you know, obviously Phil Spencer still has to justify this to the higher-ups, you know, the money he spends. So I think we're in a really, really, really good spot as Xbox fans. And I think we should really be hopeful this next generation, because I think we're in for quite the competitive fight and I think a long-term strategy realization coming to fruition this next generation. So, but yeah, that's it. That's all I got for Gears League Episode 14, an Xbox podcast. I hope you liked it. Again, you can always follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/TOPOLEADK. Obviously, I'm on YouTube at Gears League, and you can email the show at gearsleaguepodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's gearsleaguepodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to be able to read your questions or concerns on air. So, yeah, also, you know, obviously we're available where all podcasts are found. So if you are listening on YouTube, you can listen to us on any podcast service. I'm pretty sure I'm out there. If it's not out there, just email me and I'll make it there, you know. So otherwise, yeah, guys, take care.